good win yesterday. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, it's good to win a game where you're challenged. GWS hit the lead certain stages throughout the game and challenged us again the last quarter. And a bit of an arm wrestle, and good to win those games.
A very different type of game to the first two that you've had. Obviously, been more comfortable victories in the first two rounds, but yesterday really had to grit it out.
Yeah, I think in the first two, we well and truly held momentum for most of the game. Whereas last night, GWS at certain stages were able to kick multiple goals, wrestle back momentum and challenges. And like I said earlier, a bit different from the first two rounds, so it's good to be able to push back and get the lead.
And you personally, as defenders, you've been able to keep, you haven't conceded more than 10 goals in any game this year. It must be a pretty satisfying start to the year.
Yeah, it is. And I think the last 2 weeks, both teams have been kept to 10. So it'd be great if we can keep opposition to that, but it's credit to also the mids and the forwards that put the pressure up the field. It all helps.
And you talk about the midfield, obviously Luke Parker has had such a great start to the year, obviously coming back off that ankle injury. I mean, it just must give the team real buzz to see someone like him come straight back into form.
Yeah, I think if my opinion is if Parks was in a Melbourne team, he'd be getting so much more recognition than what he gets. He's I think he's leading the Coaches Association votes, and will probably, in my opinion, be after this round too. Absolute credit to how he plays. He's tough, he's hard, and he just doesn't really have many weaknesses.
And another player who's come back in some serious form is Buddy. 4 goals, 3 straight weeks.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's good to see Buddy. He means a lot to the team, and the fact that he's kicking these goals each week, it's we love it. The crowd loves it. It's good to see.
And now, obviously, there's a lot of talk about how GWS is sort of the younger brother of the City Swans, but you guys actually had a less experienced side out there yesterday. It must be nice seeing these young guys like obviously Pat Lee, Callum Mills, Isaac Heaney really stepping up to the plate, and especially these tight, gritty games.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think of the Swans as quite an old team, and present company excluded. Yeah, we've got quite a young team. I've seen some stats as to how many guys we've got in our team that haven't even played 20 games, and we've been able to slowly get these guys into the team, and they're having immediate impact. So and to their credit, they've earned their spots too, because we've got some guys playing some really good football in the reserves that aren't getting opportunities because we've got competition for spots.
Someone who could come back this week is Jared McVay. He's going to find it a bit tough to get into the team at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, he will. And we remind him of that. So it's good to see Mackie. He's been back at training for a while now, and he's working on his fitness and really pushing his case. And it's going to be a tough decision for John and the match committee to work out if he does come back this week. Because someone will have to come out, and it's a good position for the match committee to be in.
Another thing, talking about obviously the strength of the squad and the age of the squad, a lot of people sort of counting out the Swans this season, thinking, oh, will this be the season they slide, possibly miss the finals? But a 3-0 start, couldn't have asked for anything better, could you?
Yeah, so that kind of talk, it's nothing we can control, and it's been around, this is my 11th year at the Swans, and it's not the first time we've had opinions on us like that, and forecasts like that on us for our season. It's great that we've got off to this start, but all that is just a base that we can now build on. So, 3-0, that's good, but we've got the Crows this week, and that's the most important thing to focus in on.
And looking forward to the Crows, they're like you, they've made a very impressive start to the season. Obviously, a great win in the showdown, and then another big win yesterday. What are your thoughts on them so far?
Yeah, so I didn't see their game yesterday as we were playing, but what I have seen is that they're playing really good football. We'll do our homework on them this week, and their ability to kick big scores, they defend well, their midfield's playing well. So, yeah, they're a team that I think have surprised a lot, with how well they're playing, and they're a really good team, and they'll be a good opposition.
Is it quite a unique forward line to come up against, where you've got three quite big dominant tools down there?
I guess yes, to a certain extent, there is maybe a bit of a movement to, with some forward lines going a bit shorter, and but their tools are quite athletic. They do move well. They cover the ground well. So, some teams play short forward lines these days, but that Adelaide are a team that do grow quite tall and are able to balance that quite well.
Obviously, it was a farewell game as well. It was a feeling like...
Well, unfortunately for us players, we weren't able to kind of, I guess, soak it in and witness Goodsy and Pikey's back at half-time. We were down in the rooms underneath the stands, but we could still hear the noise, and just focus in on the game. But part of me did, it was, you know, it was exciting to hear the crowd. I could sense that the crowd was, you know, really cheering for Goodsy and Pike, and I saw some footage of it after the game, and it was just exciting to see, because neither of them kind of got the send off that they deserved, and we spoke about it a bit, but we knew that we've just got to keep the process.
What's the feeling like now? Is it change?
For who?
For the team.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's changed. We've got our process that we're going through each week. We're quite excited, you know. We've had a win. Sticking with the recovery process, recovery session now, and then back to business tomorrow.